Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Look at the calendar. Is it safe for Silvio Berlusconi to come out? To come out from hiding? Hiding politically. It was last year that Silvio Berlusconi officially resigned as Italy's prime minister, ushering in the Mario Monte era in Italy amidst all sorts of Eurozone troubles. But over the weekend, it became clear that the Monte era is going to be a short one. He announced on Saturday that he was resigning because Berlusconi had withdrawn his parliamentary support. On top of that, Berlusconi has signaled he'll seek a return to power. Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, John.
So Berlusconi gone, but certainly not forgotten, and pulling some levers of power.
You missed him.
Of course I did. Of course I did. He pulled some levers of power here that it looks like it's going to derail Monti. Does that mean, though, that the Eurozone crisis in Italy has passed enough for Berlusconi to come back without roiling the markets?
No, the markets are roiled. The Milan stock market is down today. But you have to remember that Berlusconi's party, the People of Liberty, remains the largest party in parliament, which has been supporting the Monti government. So basically, what Berlusconi did was say it would still support the government in votes, but it would effectively also withdraw its support. So he kind of launched an early election campaign starting now. Monti's days were already numbered. The expectation was that he would step down in the spring and there would be elections in March or April. Now the elections will probably be in February. But what Monti did in stepping down is also challenge Berlusconi. Basically, he's not going to let Berlusconi run against him while still being in government. That is, so Monti essentially is now in play and could potentially become a politician who could challenge Berlusconi, although it's unclear whether Monti will do that.
So if things go awry in the Eurozone, and of course that's an hour-by-hour phenomenon, does Berlusconi then get hung with that as part of his record as some sort of interim leader?
Well, I think, first of all, Berlusconi is not going to return to govern Italy. Berlusconi will continue to be in parliament. If he runs in the elections, his party will probably get, I don't know, 10, 20, unclear, but at least 10% of the vote. So he'll stay in parliament, but he certainly won't govern Italy. In fact, the question now is, who will govern Italy after elections? The center-left party, the Democratic Party of Pierluigi Bersani, will probably place first, but it won't have a parliamentary majority, and so it will need to form a coalition with some other smaller parties. What are those parties? And will some of those smaller parties rally around Monti, who could not really run for office politically but would lend support to some centrist blocs that might want him as prime minister? There's a tremendous amount of political uncertainty here. Now, in the recent months, European leaders have done a number of things that kind of help restore market stability. But the fact is that with a few months to go before Italian elections, no one really knows who's going to govern the Eurozone's third largest economy.
And it seems that this adds cynicism to the electorate in Italy, and they just look at Greece. People in Greece already believe the bankers are running things. If this goes on, people are going to feel the same way about Italy.
In some ways, Italy is in a much better shape than Greece. It has more political consensus, more social cohesion. People are richer. They haven't slashed salaries and raised taxes the way they have in Greece. But what we're going to see now is Berlusconi the populist. He's always been the id of Italy, and now he will become the id of Europe. We're going to see him rail against Germany. We're going to see him rail against how the euro has caused countries to lose their sovereignty. At the same time, he's not exactly going to advocate leaving the euro. So he wants it both ways, but he's always been very attuned to the gut of Italy, what people think.
The id of Italy, the id of Europe. Rachel Donadio, sounds like a great title for a New York Times Magazine piece on Silvio Berlusconi. Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks.